Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here's the headline from WJW. Retired FBI agent says Oswald didn't kill Kennedy. And they go on to say it's a lot more than conspiracy theories. It's documented fact. I mean, this is the police surveillance recordings, the informants, the feds. So you got the good ground floor FBI people and police and others trying to stop this. But up high, they block the investigation. They cover it up. And that was my next question. I had read that you had said that once you got into the archives decades after when they finally released this stuff, that your own FBI reports had been doctored.
What happened? My report doesn't exist. I mean, they eliminated the total report that I wrote up, and my partner, Royal McGraw, and a supervisor by the name of Charles Harding up in Atlanta, Georgia, they wrote two reports, one written by McGraw and one written by Charles Harding. And they took the material of all the people that I contacted and interviewed trying to locate Miltier and doing a full background on him, education-wise and where he worked and all the stuff that we had acquired in that, all of that was in their reports. The only thing that was in that report that had anything to do with Don Adams was that one sheet of paper of my interview of Miltier.
Well, sir, isn't the evidence of the cover-up, I mean, just more proof? I mean, look at how many people that witnessed the shooters on the grassy knoll, the green pickup truck. How many of them were murdered, killed, disappeared?
Over 300. I mean, there's been a novel written about and discussing solely the people that were involved in the Kennedy assassination, and they say that that number is over 300 people now. And I just want to mention one thing that I don't want to forget to tell you, is that when I saw the Zapruder film and I made that comment, hell, he wasn't shot from the back, he was shot from the front when he put his hands up to his throat net. Dr. Charles Crenshaw, who worked in trauma room one at Dallas Parkland Hospital and that, as soon as he looked at the president, he said, hell, he's been shot in the throat, he's got a bullet hole here. And then later on, they had to do a trach cut on him to open up his throat to put a tracheotomy in him. But he saw the bullet hole right away. There was no exit wound in the back. Then they found where the bullet had gone through the windshield of the limousine. And apparently that slowed down the projectile so it didn't go all the way through him. And it went into his throat and stayed in his body.
Yeah, that was in the original medical report. And then they had his brain at the National Archives. And then it got disappeared.
It disappeared, right.
In closing, sir, and I want to have you back up in the next month for a full hour with your great breadth of knowledge. We appreciate your patriotism, your love of the truth, and your courage. Knowing how many people they've murdered, do you ever get threatened? Are you concerned that you're now really going public?
No, I'm going to tell you something, Alex. I've always said this. The good Lord picked me for this assignment, whatever it was. I mean, whatever it is. And if he decides he's going to call me, I'm going to go the way he wants. And I don't worry about that stuff.
And I would imagine you really learned that when you were in Korea.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I saw a lot there, and it was a heavy year. I went all the way to the Yellow River up to China, and it was an experience I never forgot, but it's something that taught me a great deal about life and how important life is.
You know who else was on the Yellow River but fighting the Japanese during World War II? E. Howard Hunt as a sniper.
Wow, wow. Yeah, see, let me tell you something, Alex, so that you're aware of how I work in that. When I get to concentrating on my work in that, I don't dwell off into a lot of other people's work because you could just go in forever and not really get the story. So I'm really concentrating to make the people aware of who Joseph Adams Miltier is. And that.
No, I agree with you because your area of the investigation is conclusive. I mean, it's amazing. The website is adamsjfk.com. Now, let me say bye to you during the break. I look forward to setting you up for a full hour in the next month. In fact, we'll try to set that up with you right now, sir. Everybody, check out his website. He's got some very informative DVDs with his testimony that's an important part of a historical record.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At sparkleauto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at sparkleauto.com. That's sparkleauto.com. Or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at sparkleauto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from sparkleauto.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Wow, that was an incredible interview with that retired FBI agent. Just amazing, Don Adams. We're going to be having him back up for a full hour coming up in a few weeks. Incredible information. I mean, they had the police, they had the FBI, the recordings of him saying we're going to kill JFK in Dallas in his motorcade. Then he gets back days after and tells the informant, I told you we were going to kill him. I mean, this is amazing. We have the audio tape. We have E. Howard Hunt, the former Black Op commander who ran assassinations worldwide on record, saying they planned it in Florida, in Miami. I mean, it just goes on and on and on how open and shut this situation is. And he's shot in the throat. The Dallas doctors say he had a bullet in his throat. They were told to change it, but they refused and kept a copy. This is the type of incredible information going on. Now, shifting gears. At the start of the broadcast today, I covered Fox News, AP, you name it, survivor details massacre of 72 migrants by drug cartel in Mexico. And he escaped. He says Los Zetas, who on record was trained by the CIA to go after the other drug cartels that they don't control. They work for the Mexican government. He is robbing and extorting and trying to force the migrants, mainly from Central and South America. That's who they kill. They don't tend to do it as they still kill a lot of them, but not as many of their Mexican citizens. So it's a form of nationalism against Central and South American migrants. And It's all part of the North American Union. And just a whole house full of 72 butchered, chopped up bodies. And the police are pulling up in front of mayor's houses in Mexico, dragging them out, murdering them in public. And this is all pouring over. And if you read Robert Pastor's own documents and his CFR plan for the North American Union that's being implemented by stealth, that's the key term, implementation by stealth, stealth integration of Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. And under this new system, we don't have our liberties and freedoms. They're rewriting it. And Judicial Watch, in 2006, they sued in 2007, got the Banff Canada Security Prosperity Partnership NAU documents, and they said, we've got to keep it secret, the official minutes. We're taken over by stealth. We're going to use border crises as a pretext to merge the countries, just like the banks use the derivatives crisis they created to get more power and set up a bank of the world and a new derivatives tax, a new carbon tax, a new system, a new Ponzi scheme. And so all of this integrates in and dovetails with the information that Dan Dix covers. Now, I knew he put this film out a few months ago. More than a few months ago. It had to be like 6 months ago. And I'm so busy, I didn't watch it. There's so many documentary films. I've interviewed him before as an activist fighting tyranny in Canada at the G20. But I hadn't watched it. And they sent us a copy and said, we'd like you to post this for your members at PrisonPlanet.tv. And so, and it took us about a month to get around to uploading it and all that and encoding it in the different formats. And I started watching it. It's a full-length film, and I couldn't quit. I mean, this is as high production quality as we have. Very skilled filmmakers. But it's not just that. It's who they got in the interviews that completely blew me away. So we are selling United We Fall, Three Nations, Two Sides, One Union. Press for Truth presents a Brian Law film with Dan Dix. And Dan Dix joins us via video link from Canada. Dan, break down why you made this film and the incredible interviews you got. Because somebody like myself, and we have called Pastor, the head globalist that wrote up the specific North American integration plan, and he wouldn't be interviewed. So because you're not as well known, you were able to get these interviews where top globalists admit we want world government. I mean, this is a – and the interviews look like PBS or something. I mean, you guys are talented cinematographers, talented researchers, incredibly talented graphics folks, and I just want to hail you and Brian Law as amazing researchers and filmmakers.
Well, thank you very much, Alex. That means a lot to me coming from you. I really appreciate that. Thanks.
No, listen. I mean, it's no brag, just fact, as John Wayne would say. Break down why you made the film and what's in it.
Sure. Yeah, it was about 2 years ago, Brian and I set out to make this film, which basically documents this push towards a North American Union, this concept of Canada, U.S., and Mexico coming together into a union, very similar to this European Union. We tracked it somewhat chronologically, going through the various trade deals throughout time, starting back as far as the General Agreement on Trade and Tariffs. From there, we move on to the Free Trade Agreement. Then we get, of course, into the North American Free Trade Agreement. And then after that, we touch on the Security and Prosperity Partnership and the North American Leaders Summit. And we show how these are all incremental steps which are pushing us towards this idea of a North American Union, and also how the North American Union in itself is another big step towards the even bigger picture of a global governing body. So that's what we set out to do nearly 2 years ago now. The film is 2 years in the making. And we just released it on Canada Day, actually, a few months ago. And, it seems to be going well.
Well, again, my film Endgame is almost 3 hours long. It covers the full spectrum of global government. Spends about 35 minutes on the NAU. Your film, in a riveting, nonstop way, in their own words, you've got them admitting it. It's not just Alex Jones showing documents and voicing it and saying, look what they said. You've actually got these people admitting it. And this is treason. This is a private corporate takeover of our governing system. It's giving corporations the power, just like we see BP, being above the states and the federal government in the Gulf. This is global corporate governance. Break down some of the people you got interviews with.
Sure, yeah. We really wanted to get this right from the horse's mouth. So we contacted a lot of the major players who were involved with the push towards this thing, members of the Bilderberg Group, the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, and, of course, the Canadian Council of Chief Executives. Some of these people, for instance, are Alan Gottlieb. He is a member of the Bilderberg Group and the Trilateral Commission. He was a former ambassador, Canadian ambassador to the States from 81 to 89. So these are top-level guys. We got Robert Pastor as well to speak to us, John Manley, who is now the president of the Canadian Council of Chief Executives. And we also spoke with Herbert Grubel, who is considered the founder of, or the father of, the Amaro. So we really did get the opinion of these guys from the horse's mouth. Setting up these interviews, we would basically, you know, these guys have big egos, Alex, and we would basically massage their egos. We would say, you know, I've read your documents, I've read your books, I'm very interested to get your opinion on deeper integration between the three countries. We would never use words like North American Union, because we knew that might scare them off from wanting to talk to us. And we also knew that they would be doing background checks on us. So we did keep my name out of the emails because they would have found my website, my YouTube channel. I already made a film called The Nation's Deathbed on a similar topic. So we purposely left my name out of the emails. That way we wouldn't, you know, tip them off as to the angle that we wanted to cover.
Well, this is a major coup, and because it's their admitting global government, they're admitting their plan. And you talk about this, you know, head of this corporate body in Canada, and when you read the SPP, North American Union documents, or the EU documents, it states that they give the power to these private corporate bodies. When you read the hundreds of pages of SPP documents that Judicial Watch got, it's the heads of the top U.S. corporations, about 45 or so, the heads of the biggest Canadian corporations, and the heads of the major Mexican corporations, the real owners. And they're there agreeing on the policy and then saying, we must do this by stealth. We must have a carbon tax. We'll use a flu crisis to merge the countries. We'll use an immigrant crisis to merge the countries. We'll play groups off against each other. It's still secret what Bush signed with Vicente Fox in Texas 2 years before that, at Baylor. And so we have our presidents in open treason going under total corporate governorship. And now here we are with the North American Union. They did have a press conference in 2007 on the White House lawn. This is in Endgame with Merkel, Barroso, and Bush saying, we're now merging the North American Union with the American integration. They don't call it union, using code words. And so that integration's already happening, and now they've bankrupted the economy, as we said they would, having their own IMF World Bank documents, 2002 BBC. They are now merging this entire system and coming out with a new Bank of the World, naming their new global SDR currency, the BANCOR, and it's all now coming out in the open, but they still try to deny it on the nightly news to the general public. They'll come out and admit it, but then still deny it. It's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I confronted Paul Martin about signing the SPP in 2005. I questioned him on his Bilderberg attendance. I asked him why he signed the SPP when there was no kind of referendum on it. And he basically shrugged it off as conspiracy theory. He made a joke about being in the Bilderberg group. So, yes, in the public eye, these guys often just shrug it off as conspiracy theory. You'll see in the film, Herbert Grubel says, you know, I would put this concept into the same category as people who believe that Elvis Presley is still alive. So it's almost a bit of a doublespeak going on, because at one moment they will call it conspiracy theory, and then the very next moment they openly talk about this is exactly what we are doing.
Well, that's right. And you bring up that central point that made international news when at a press conference to the prime minister, you know, to the Canadian leader, you said, hey, you know, you signed the North American Union agreement, the SPP, secretly in Texas. And he just said, oh, that doesn't exist. Ha, ha, ha. When it's on record, he did it. And then separately, the CFR, written by Robert Pastor, puts out a document that Congress then tries to pass as so-called immigration reform that is the North American ID card, and now they're offering hemispheric travel IDs in Mexico, in the U.S., and in Canada that are globally standardized. Let's talk more about the amazing documentary film, United We Fall, on the other side of this break.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments, and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention to all U.S. drivers who own a vehicle that has less than 130,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. Due to our country's economic crisis and auto repair costs on the rise, if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles, as of today, you could be one of the millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle covered under United Repair Plans and have 100% of your future covered auto repair bills paid for you. This low-cost vehicle service contract has been established under United Repair Plans and is now available to the general public in order to save drivers thousands of dollars on auto repairs during our country's recession. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, you may now call to see if your vehicle qualifies and for a free 5-minute quote. Number to call is 800-809-4491. 800-809-4491. Again, that's 800-809-4491.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to open the phones up for Dan Dix for the rest of the hour, dealing with Mexico being collapsed by design, the establishment 5 years ago launching a war against cartels they didn't control, knowing it would destabilize the country. The SPP documents show they wanted to use border crises to do this. It all ties together. And the magnitude of this corrupt offshore group of banks that have taken over the planet's finances through fraud doing this by stealth is so outrageous, and if we can just expose it, it will implode. The film is United We Fall. It's available at PrisonPlanet.tv for members in high quality, or I suggest you support the filmmakers and us, our operation, buy the DVD, United We Fall, 1995. You can get a second copy, and when you buy a second copy of it to give family or friends, you get three films for free. Fabled Enemies, Exposing 9/11, excellent film. How Weed Won the West, Exposing the Phony Drug War and Government Drug Dealing, and American Dictators. Three films for free. We're running this special for 2 weeks. When you buy two copies of United We Fall, you get three films free. We have another special going. In fact, I'll show listeners this right now and then go back to our guest. And I'm only running this for 2 weeks. You know, we've been doing specials every 2 weeks. Terror Storm, How Weed Won the West, Fabled Enemies, Reflections and Warnings with Aaron Russo, and American Dictators. Five films, $9.95. Hardcover, color cover, full-length films with extras. Even if you don't watch these and think you know it all, give them to people. $9.95, that's less than $2 a piece. People are going crazy over that special. Infowars.com. But the toll-free number to call in and talk to Dan Dix about the G20, about globalism, about what the North American Union means, how we can fight it, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Going back to Dan Dix, this is a short segment, long segment coming up, but I mean, from their own documents, from interviewing and from what you cover in the film, people go, well, it's part of, you know, Star Trek that we're going to have one government. They've kind of preconditioned us with these fables, self-fulfilling prophecies, predictive programming, that this is a foregone conclusion. But this isn't a happy, lovey, utopian world government. This is a global corporate dictatorship that wants eugenics as their endgame.
Yeah, well, Alex, one of my favorite scenes in the film is when we ask Robert Pastor his opinion on the idea that this North American Union could be leading towards a global governing body. And he looks at us and says, you mean one world government? And we say, yeah, what do you think about that? And just to watch him sit there and just stare at the camera and blink, and you could see the thought just going through his head. He had to choose his words very, very carefully. He didn't really know how to answer the question. And like a professional politician, he eventually kind of answered the question without actually answering the question, as they often do. But you could see that he was, stuck there. At the time, I was operating the B camera, and I just, I couldn't help but have a smile on my face. I was like, wow, this says a lot about this guy right now.
Yeah, what did he do? He paused for about 4 or 5 seconds and was blinking, literally like a deer in the headlights.
He was literally like a deer in the headlights. I think he was a little bit shocked that we would ask him such a question on camera. And I think it was a little bit more than 4 or 5 seconds. He sat there and just did not know what to say. And, that's one of my favorite scenes in the film.
Well, I mean, as I was saying, you've knocked it out of the park. You've got interviews with Vicente Fox. I mean, where he admitted it's world government, then he went on Larry King Live and said, yes, it is going to lead to a one world government. It is going to lead to a North American Union. And you did get some of the globalists to admit in the film that they do want world government.
Yeah, some of them were open about speaking about it. They wouldn't use those terms, but they would certainly say that, unity is what we need. Like, for instance, Paul Martin, well, we asked them all about their concept of sovereignty as well. And each one of them said that, sovereignty has to, we have to rethink the concept of sovereignty. John Manley sat there and said, I find it amusing, people who put sovereignty in this crystal jar as if it's the be-all and end-all. So they kind of laugh off the concept of sovereignty. And Robert Pastor even went as far to say that people like myself and you are the problem. We are slowing down progress, and that we are in fear of change, which, of course, is not the case whatsoever.
No. They have a stealth, secretive, forced global government that its open goal is to, quote it, destroy industrialized society. That's Club of Rome, UN. And so this is a corporate stealth takeover. And then they bring in the paramilitary police to suppress you after they've gotten corporate control. Stay there. You've also got not just the YouTube footage, but the actual crisp original footage of police dressed up like anarchists attacking their own officers. We're going to play the trailer for the incredible documentary film United We Fall, and then get into the provocateurs and your phone calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products that teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You'll notice that when I start talking about the North American Union, I start talking faster and faster. I start stammering. It's one of the few subjects that at just a primitive level I get angry about, because I've read the UN documents, the CFR documents, watched the C-SPAN press conferences where they admit it all, read their reports, read all the stuff that Judicial Watch sued to get. The fact that they could keep it secret, treaties they've signed, and then we get the treaties, and it says in the first line of the meeting, we've got to keep this secret, we've got to have integration by stealth, and to know this is their plan, and then some of them don't care, like Vicente Fox, he's like, yes, we're integrating, North American Union, and other globalists admit it, and then to have them go on the news and make fun of us, even make fun of Lou Dobbs, ran him out of his highly rated job, his house got shot up. Because he's reporting the truth. And to read in the SPP where they said we'll use crises, economic, flu, biological, huge flows of migrants, to know the UN on record in the last 30 years ran the indigenous populations off their land all over Central and South America, but also in Mexico, forcing them up here, then using them as a weapon to drive down wages, the giant sucking sound that Ross Perot talked about. This is treason. Obama becoming the first head of the UN Security Council as a sitting president. It's treason. Let me read you the subsection. Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution. By seating himself at the head of the United Nations Security Council, thus becoming the first U.S. president to chair the world body. And when he was there, they had Kissinger and all these other globalists, George Shultz, and Obama was thanking them, and they were in rapture at the precedent they were setting. See, they're building a global government where they write the rules, where they're immune from taxes, regulations. But they write the regulations on you, and your government takes that money and pays it to them. That's why when I saw the new film, trying to find it here in my stack, United We Fall, just a few weeks ago before we posted it on PrisonPlanet.tv, I was like, everybody has got to see this film. Now, let me ask you, Dan, and if you're not for it, that's fine. I should have asked you off air, but I'll just ask it here on air. You may have to ask your partner. I know you gave it to us to post on PrisonPlanet.tv graciously because you wanted our members to see it. Where do you guys stand on people not selling it because you need to keep your copyright? We've discovered that ourselves because if you just say do whatever you want, people then try to take it away from you. But where do you stand on viewing parties? Are people making copies to give their friends and family? Where do you stand on that? Because United We Fall needs to be a big hit.
We absolutely fully encourage that, Alex. We would, in fact, ask people to do just that. Burn copies of it in high quality and give them out to your friends, family members, total strangers. That is absolutely key to getting this information out there because awareness is key at this time. So when you do get the DVD, you not only get the film, but we went all out on this DVD, Alex. We have over 2 hours of extras. We have deleted scenes. We have a lot of special features, stuff we just simply couldn't put in the film, a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. We have a behind-the-music featurette. I wrote and played all the music and all the sounds that you hear in the film. So we made Brian made a little special feature on that. We also did a director-producer commentary. So when you get the DVD, you also get a lot of extra stuff. And then, of course, we fully encourage people to make copies, hand them out for free, because getting this information out there is absolutely key at this point.
Well, that's the mark of a true patriot, and we just salute you and your multi-talented gifts that you have bringing together this film, United We Fall, Three Nations, Two Sides, One Union, a first-rate bombshell weapon against the enemy. You can download it, burn copies at PrisonPlanet.tv, get the DVD at Infowars.com, get it out to everyone. We have it discounted. When you buy 2 copies, you get 3 of my films free, Infowars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, I want to play the 3-minute trailer on air for the radio and TV viewers today, Dan, but I also want to have time to get to some calls. But briefly, you also in the film have the video in full living color of citizens catching police provocateuring, and since then they've been caught in other cities in the U.S. and in Europe red-handed, another form of false flag terror to frame people that try to protest, so they have a pretext to then snatch and grab citizens and bring in private contractors like we saw at the G20 a few months ago in Toronto.
Absolutely, Alex. This is becoming their modus operandi. When they want to shut down a legitimate protest, a lot of the times they will provide the excuse to do so. And just like we saw in Montebello, Quebec back in 2007, I was there, and we documented in my previous film, The Nation's Deathbed, where you do see 3 undercover police officers who are dressed looking kind of like the Black Bloc, you know, wearing the black, wearing the bandanas, and they had rocks in their hands in an attempt to incite violence. The Quebec police did, in fact, admit to it and said, yes, these are our officers, and they're simply performing their duties. So they are admitting that this is a common tactic that they are using. So now, just recently with the G8 and the G20 coming to Toronto, there are a lot of very, very, very questionable things that happened there. And we are actually working on a new film about the police and about what took place here in Toronto. We are doing a lot of interviews. We have captured a lot of footage from that event. And we want to get to the bottom of what happened here, because it was an absolute travesty. I'm sure a lot of people may have seen some YouTube videos or seen clips on the news of what happened here. So we are currently working very hard on a new film to get that information out there as well, Alex.
And notice it was the same thing that we saw in Pittsburgh. People in police uniforms, people in military uniforms, people in plain clothes, pulling up, grabbing citizens for no reason, throwing them in unmarked cars. Same thing happened in Toronto. This is a global management, and they always do it in front of news cameras to send the message, hey, we snatch and grab, and they snatch and grabbed Rob Dew and took him to a military facility where hundreds of other people were getting off trucks with bags on their heads like they were Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going on all over the place. Of course, as you know, Charlie Veach was here in Toronto helping me cover it, and they snatched him up right away. He, you know, his first day here, he ended up spending 21 hours in the holding facility and just went through a horrendous ordeal there. There's certainly an attack on this information, because they know it is key. They know we are having an effect. And they're trying to shut it down at every step of the way.
And he was out there being absurd, you know, saying all sorts of absurd things and saying, yes, I'm a secret police officer with the Love Police. And last time I heard, they charged him with impersonating an officer when it's clearly a joke. Where has that gone?
Well, there was a court case just a few days ago. We went down to cover it. There was about 300 people who had to show up at court on the same day to face their charges. I believe in Charlie's case, the Public Works Protection Act failing to show ID charge has been dropped, but they are not going to drop the impersonating a police officer charge. So his lawyer here in Canada is going to have to be fighting that for him. And it's just ridiculous. Anybody who sees the footage, if you watch the videos, you will see he is very, very clearly joking. That's all part of Charlie's style of activism, is bringing humor to this movement.
By the way, they arrested him for not giving him the ID. Then they released him, and they later charged him basically in absentia when he went back to England.
Yeah, well, basically, they saw our video that we posted to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/weavingspider, and they saw that there and said, aha, we got him. We can now get him again and try to stifle his efforts. So he's obviously going to be a big part of our new film, because he spent the whole weekend with us there. We're going to work hard to bring that to people.
Amazing. Let's play the trailer and then go right to calls. Here is the trailer for the amazing film, United We Fall, available at PrisonPlanet.tv and on DVD at InfoWars.com. Here it is.
Our economies now are very integrated. Our societies are growing increasingly integrated. What's needed now is a North American idea for all three. An idea that not only defines our shared history, but a shared destiny.
Will there be a North American Union? Do you believe there will be?
It is the merger of the United States, Mexico, and Canada into one super country.
I had the idea, the inspiration to call it the Amero.
The Amero is the proposed new currency for the North American community.
That sounds an awful lot like the North American Union to me.
Canadians are saying no to the North American Union and yes to Canada's sovereignty.
I find it amusing when people put sovereignty as in a kind of crystal jar and say, well, this is the ultimate.
Canadians, Americans, and Mexicans will lose their sovereignty.
The Europeans have thrown sovereignty out the window.
Maybe national sovereignty is not such a good thing.
To understand what's happening, we should look at what has occurred under the Security and Prosperity Partnership.
These three guys are cops, everybody!
It was implemented in a manner that closed it off to public scrutiny. And the only people who were invited into the room
were the largest CEOs of the largest businesses in the three countries.
Our country is being defined and shaped by corporations. It's not going to stop at the North American Union. It's going to be one further step along the road to one world government.
We need a world of shared global rules, founded on shared global values.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
New world order, one world government.
One world government.
Right now, there's a war on for your mind.
We are losing our nation before our very eyes. People are slowly beginning to wake up to the fact that the fourth estate has simply not done their job.
The people will resist. The people will stand up against them and not tolerate their power grab for the whole world.
All it takes is for enough people to step out of the system to cause a crash.
It is just a conspiracy theory.
Who cares if they call you conspiracy theorists? This is the truth.
You guys are my family. You guys are my friends. You guys are my companions in this info war.
I personally think it will come. It will come.
All right, folks, it's out. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. United We Fall, amazing. I tell you, the trailer looks good. Well, the film is just as good. I'm telling you, everybody's got to see it. The public is now ready to hear the truth. This film is a key weapon against these tyrants. The truth is our sword. Cut them down. Chris in Toronto, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. Good afternoon, Dan. It's Shippy from Toronto Truth Seekers. I'm calling in because I know Dan personally from Toronto. I just want to extend my personal congratulations to him. I've done activism with him. I know the amount of work that it took him along with Brian to get that film together. I saw it when it first came out, and you are right. It's definitely on par with any of your film, Alex. It's a great documentary, very insightful, and I definitely want to congratulate Dan as well as Brian on that amazing film.
And I want to congratulate folks that are going to get it and get it out to everybody. They've done the hard work and been arrested and gone through hell to bring you this. Now it's time for the population to take action with this information. Anything else, Chris?
That would be it. Take care.
Thank you so much. Let's go ahead and talk to Brendan in North Carolina. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex and Dan. Look, greetings from the Tar Heel State. When they start taking guns away, I think we'll probably be the last one standing. Us or Texas. Hey, look, I got a question for you. It's a twofold question, all right?
Now, go ahead.
If these guys are already running the show, you know, the Bilderbergers and these guys, and I believe they are, I'm with you on it, but this is a question I get asked a lot. What is the advantage, really, if they're already in charge, they're already in control, they're already wealthy beyond belief, what's the advantage to them, really, to collapsing society? And that's the part one. And wouldn't it really be better to run a successful society? I mean, if they collapse this, where's the innovation? Where's the technology that we have now? And what,
all right,
what's
let me answer
role?
That. Let me answer that question. Okay, you have to look at what they are doing. We have the IMF World Bank documents. We have the Goldman Sachs emails and documents. It's not just Alex Jones. It's McClatchy News Service, five-part series with Mr. Gordon. They are doing it because they have incredible money and power. They are dominating the globe, but they don't have full control, and they're selfish. They want to control the life extension technologies that are developing. They don't want to give it to 7 or 8 or 9 billion people. They believe it's going to plane out at 9 billion. They want you out of the way. They think you're profane and ugly and stunted, and they describe you as bugs and as useless eaters. Listen to Ted Turner. Listen to Jacques Cousteau saying we've got to kill millions of people. Listen to Prince Philip saying you're scum. He wants to kill 80% of you. Dr. Eric Pianca. They believe the world is theirs. It's called social Darwinism. And they believe that if they can kill you, it's their right to do it because survival of the fittest. This is their stated plan. They want a world government. They don't have it yet. They've got the banks, most of the money. They're trying to get control. They're trying to put the surveillance grids in. They're trying to break up the family. I've got their own textbooks where they say the family's a disease. They want to remake man as a biological suboid android that serves them. Have you read Brave New World? He wrote Brave New World Revisited 30-plus years later. He was from a top British eugenics family, and he said, this is what we really are going to do. Read the book written in 32 today, and it's everything that's in the news. They're not playing games. This, people say, well, why would they want to hurt things? Why would they want to stop making money off of us? They print the stinking money. They issue the currency. They control the paradigm. They don't want us here. You understand that? And if every FBI agent, every cop, every teacher, every bureaucrat, everybody that makes up this system, you are in the crosshairs just like I am, just like Dan Dix is. Dan, you want to answer his question? Cut out again. He's been dropping. That's why I haven't had him commenting for the listeners. Skype, video Skype's great, but it's still not perfected. We're going to just get him back on via phone, and we'll hold him a little bit in the next hour and get our guest on. Brendan, does that answer your question?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it definitely does. I mean, I'm on the same page with you as well. You just hear that a lot. People just can't seem to believe that they would want to, you know.
Yeah, they can't believe that they're getting ready to raise Social Security age and start cutting it. They can't believe they're cutting cops everywhere but raising taxes. The people in Nazi Germany couldn't believe it. The people in Soviet Russia couldn't believe it. When the Romans would take over a village and kill everybody, they couldn't believe it. When a 10-year-old girl gets picked up by a man who had a puppy and candy, and an hour later strapped down with electrodes shocking her as she's tortured to death, she can't believe it when she cries for mama. But it's real. So you tell your family and friends to get up off their butts and look at the evidence. Everything we're covering here is documented. There's no more time to screw around. Brendan, I appreciate your points. I'm glad you called. All right, Stephanie, Steve, George, Damon, and others, stay with us. We'll be back. InfoWars.com.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
All right, Dan Dix now joins us via telephone. I want to go back to calls. But Brendan was asking, and I want you to be able to answer this. People say, well, why would the globalists want to destroy the economy? Why would they want to wreck things? Why would they? Because they're imaging the world according to their individual view. They're not a bad person that wants to wreck things. So they don't understand this order out of chaos. You've got to destroy something before you build something on its ashes. Your comments on that.
Absolutely. That's how they achieve anything that they want to get, is this concept of order out of chaos. They know if they can create enough problems, then out of the ashes of that will emerge their solution, which is always a more of a push towards global government. So they've been utilizing this technique for many, many years. I mean, a lot of people say the same thing to me. They say, why would anybody even want a North American Union? Nobody around here is going to go for it. Nobody in the States is going to go for it. And yet, of course, at this point in time, yes, nobody around here wants a North American Union. But that could all change in a day. And tomorrow, people's opinions can easily be manipulated. They often use sometimes, you know, black ops, like false flag operations. It could be, you know, it could be an economic crisis. It could be a health crisis.
Yeah, they always give solutions that only make it worse, but sell it to people that are ignorant as the solution.
Absolutely. And the solution they had right from the get-go, and this is how they get their control, is by manipulating the population with this concept of order out of chaos, or, you know, the Hegelian dialectic, or it's more commonly referred to as problem reaction solution. And that's how they pull this stuff off.
Let's take a call. Stephanie in Texas, you're on the air with Dan Dix.
Hi, Dan. Hi, Alex. Hi. Thank you guys so much for the work you do. I applaud your efforts to wake up this world. A friend of mine just got in her renewal passport yesterday, and I compared it with her previous one, and I noticed two things I'd like to comment on and then ask a question. I noticed that there is a chip in there as well, and it also now, this year, compared to the last passport she had, it noticed the verbiage of don't bend. It's got an electromagnetic band in it. And no longer does it say that this is our passport. It's now the property of the United States. That gives me many angst for many reasons, as you can imagine.
Yeah, but it's saying your right to travel or leave or come into the country as a citizen is their property.
Correct. And so now, and the previous one did not have that on there. So even though we're asked to pay for these passports, they're not really our property. So if you're traveling overseas and they've identified you as the good guy.
Well, what did the North American Union travel ID that they're issuing to travel in Mexico or Canada? I mean, that's a hemispheric travel ID initiative. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, so my question is since they can take this back because it's not really ours, is there any other form of identification or ID that, you know, we could come up with that we could actually say this is ours, it's not yours? And that way, if you're ever traveling abroad, you know, you can have some type of ID that's really yours.
Well, again, any tyranny doesn't want its slaves to be able to get out. And so you can go and, I guess, get a foreign passport in some cases, but it's very serious. Let's get a comment from Dan Dix about that. I appreciate your call, Stephanie.
Yeah, absolutely. The you know, what's going on in the airports and with the passports is getting worse and worse. With this North American Union idea, you know, John Manley was a part of this Nexus program where they are using your biometrics in order to identify yourself so you can get through the lines quicker, faster. They say, you know, if you just scan your eye, it'll be much easier for you. They always play these things off as being for your benefit, but certainly travel is changing, you know, in this post 9/11 world, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Dan, stay there. We've got a big announcement on the other side, last 5 minutes with you, and we've got other key information coming up on some other subjects.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.